Here we go. Good morning, adventurers. And nope, dang it. I did it again.
And there it is.
Dang it.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we're off to a great start. Okay, let's try that again. Good morrow, adventurers, and welcome to our podcast. Our show discusses all things Dungeons & Dragons and other fantasy genres. Tonight, Mandy is AFK, and her charming and wonderful husband, Jason, is filling in. Thank you so much for coming, Jason. I'm so excited to have you here.
I'm excited to be here. It's going to be awesome.
It is. It really is. Tonight, we are discussing a fun topic for me, albeit perhaps not so much for you. Character deaths. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I have some experience in that field.
You do. Actually, as I was thinking about it for tonight, I realized, oh my gosh, you have had a character die in every single campaign.
Every single one. And it's a lot of times for my current character, which is a Twilight Cleric, he has been on death saves 12 times.
Yeah. It is a new record.
Apparently 12 is the magic number to actually send him into the afterlife. So, yeah, it's just one of those things. My first character that I actually created, Eldarion.
Great character.
During like the big bad matron mother fight was disintegrated.
Yes, very much so. And this was like at the very end of our campaign too. Mm-hmm. So
very end. It was basically like the last fight before the everybody gets to walk away into the sunset scene.
Yeah, it really was.
And that's when it happened. But that character specifically really showed us what character death looks like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it was such a pivotal moment in the battle with the Matron Mother. That all of a sudden disintegrate happened and my hit points at the time were less than the 100 hit point threshold.
Yeah.
And it just gone.
Yeah. We were all just in shock.
All of a sudden you have four players, including the DM, go, what just happened?
We're all like, like legit, just like holding our poses there. Like, oh my gosh.
You get the shocked face and that gasp and you're like, what just happened? My character is dead and like all the death saves failed, like there, which with disintegrate there really isn't that you have to make a deck save or anything. It's you have a threshold of 100 hit points. If you're below that, it automatically succeeds.
Yeah,
even the DM Chris, like it's just dice rolls. It's like, oh, which action is the Matron Mother going to do this turn? And it just happened to be that one. And it happened to be my character because it was in the visual range of the character. And it's just part of the story.
Right. And when that initially happened, and then I guess again with the other two campaigns where one of your characters has died, what are the initial just feelings and thoughts and emotions that happen
with Eldarion? That was really hard because it was like the first real character that I'd created, and like we'd been playing for like a year, almost a year at that point.
Yeah.
And so like there's a really strong tie to the character, and all of a sudden it's like, no, you don't exist anymore. And that was shocking because it was all these things like, oh, they'll never get to do XYZ in the game, or these other characters have to like move on without them. And like, just seeing that, it one, it is fictional. It's part of a game.
Yeah.
But there's still that emotional tie because you know that the character represents the person across from you at the table.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't speak for everybody at the table, but I think part of it is kind of self-imposed onto the character of what it would be like if the actual person no longer existed.
Yeah, I think
you
so.
Actually mourn.
Yeah, like,
it's a miniature version, but you do mourn the character and the player, especially if you have really close ties to the people that you're sitting with.
Right.
Our games are a little different in that our DM purposefully lets us try to continue the story with our character as long as possible. And then if it's part of the story, our character dies and we change and move on with another character. We might have different ideas about character death because of that, because we get so tied to these characters that when something like that does happen, your character is dead. All of a sudden, there's that huge shock factor.
Yeah.
And I think that is a really great part of the game too, because it makes it memorable.
It does. It definitely does. With your campaign 2 character that we did this last year, we hadn't gone too terribly far into the campaign yet, I don't feel like, when Erebor died. And with Erebor, after he died, you did end up having to make a new character. Like, we didn't have a wish spell on hand. And you died in a very way that there was no way of bringing you back.
Yeah.
What did you have? How do you do that? Do you have just like a list of backup characters? I know you have a lot of made characters. So yeah, walk me through that.
I like the character. I like the class. But it didn't feel like there was a good flow. And Chris, the DM, and I had a discussion during that campaign that one of the ways that I have fun playing D&D is being able to flirt with my wife. It's
so cute.
And I had chosen a character that she would not flirt with
at all,
and I tried to make it so you liked him just a little bit more each session.
But did happen, actually, for my character it did.
But it was those little things. But being able to, like, personally, I enjoy playing and being able to flirt with my wife while we play a game, because it is a game.
Yeah.
The point of any game is to have fun. If you're not having fun, there's no point in playing. I know it's like a silly thing that, you know, she wouldn't flirt with the dragonborn, but, you know, we made the decision to kill my character.
That sounds so awful. But yeah, you did.
That was part of the story. He went out with a bang, and I moved on to a new character, Rhysand Thatcher, who is a Drake Warden Ranger. And everyone hated him at the beginning.
Because we all miss her more, ironically enough. Like, what the earth?
But there's those great moments of storytelling that happen in D&D when you have a replacement character, or a new character, character death. All of those things make the game memorable.
Yeah, they do.
And it drives role-playing, storytelling, creative storytelling.
So Cyrus, we had mentioned it previously, Manny and I, in a different podcast episode, where he died. And this was another, like, oh my gosh, shocker moment none of us were expecting. But when he died, it really brought us all together. I was not expecting that. I was not expecting to have the emotions and the feelings that I had, you know, as my character for your character, just like missing him and like, oh my gosh. And I am an emotional person where when I like act on stage or whatever, I will use my emotions, you know, in the acting or whatever. And the same thing is true for D&D. And sometimes, all the time when I get like emotional and cry in D&D because of like something that's like traumatic or sad, it's legit. There's absolutely no acting whatsoever. It is like me, Caitlin, just like full bore, so emotionally invested. It's like when you're watching a movie and there's a really sad part and you're just like bawling your eyes out. That's how I get. And like, that's how I was. I was not expecting that with your character to like cry and be like, oh my gosh. But like you said, it was pivotal. It was pivotal for our campaign and our party because we were still kind of separate even though we'd been together in a group for like months at this point.
It was a really great way for me to kind of come back and change a little bit of how my character was playing. Mm-hmm. Mostly because like a lot of times it feels like, for me personally, it's difficult to get into that RP space when we're dealing with kids who won't sleep or a new baby and like having to hold a baby and trying to feed the baby or change the baby's diaper while also trying to maintain, oh, I'm in this space, we're in the middle of a fight, or we're having a deep intellectual conversation with our characters right now. It's hard to like drive into that space when you have outside distractions.
Very much so.
And for me, those, we've been dealing with a lot of things that are in our personal lives where those distractions happen a little bit more. And just the space we're in, like we're all parents, like, you know, that in and of itself is an interesting thing because we're all parents, mm-hmm. and we're all playing and we're all having fun. And this is one of the ways that we get to connect every week.
Yeah.
But we're also dealing with, you know, fevers or diapers, kids who won't stay in bed. And
yes.
But finding that like spot where you can like dive into the character and actually make choices for the character as the character, it strengthens that storyline, that you know, those really interesting conversations where it's like, oh, does my character like this person? Maybe not yet. And you have to keep moving the story forward just a little bit to get them to that point. And you're right, before my character death, like our group wasn't really cohesive, and I still think we're working on it.
Yeah. But,
you know, it's one of those things that we're trying to drive the story forward with. And my character has changed since he died.
Yes, he has.
And it's interesting to see all those different things where you need to, you know, drive that RP point, get our mm-hmm. characters to align just a little bit in the story. And, you know, toward the beginning of the story, we weren't, like, all of us had our own stuff and, like, get shoved into a tiny space. It's like, oh, you're all working together now. It's like, wait, who are these people?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's that those little things that drive character growth to come together that we're working on too.
Absolutely.
A little bit at a time.
Absolutely. What advice would you have for other, you know, tabletop players, D&D, Pathfinder, any other TTRPG players for character deaths? If you have any advice, if their character dies.
Character death. The advice I would give would be to be flexible. Being flexible means trying to accept when the right time is to, you know, let a character go or move on, maybe make a change. If you're not having fun, you can talk to your DM about maybe killing off this character so you can bring in another one, and you can have more fun with a different, or trying out a different class or, you know, different race. You can, if you really enjoy either the race or the class, you can keep one of them and change the other and be a different person. It's all about having fun in the moment. And sometimes character death can be a really memorable experience at the table because it drives the story. The story is what makes it memorable. You know, how does your best friend who's playing across from you, how does it feel for their character to experience your death? Just being flexible and changing what makes it fun at the table, because that's the whole point of the game.
Great. Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
Well, that wraps things up. Whether you're on your way to work, cleaning around the house, kicking back and hanging out, or mindlessly scrolling on your phone, we're grateful that you've joined us. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and any other favorite podcast app. We enjoy spending time with you so that you can be immersed in fantasy and hear our interesting spin on D&D and learn how you can have that in your D&D game as well. Well met, friends, and we will see you on the morrow. Bye.
Bye. Borobor Baruch.